Entre les cœurs, liquid entrepreneurship and small bars daily business. Dear friends of the liquid world, this is episode number 7 of my Entre les cœurs audio experience, and I want to make it another EEE session. EEE is the Entre les cœurs experience exchange. So the idea is you drop a question and I just try to answer it or give some experience back, and hopefully over the time more people on Anchor give experience back. You can use a call-in function to add your 2 cents, at least I think for one, I think a call-in can be 1 or 2 minutes, so you can give your 2 cents for maybe 2 minutes and we can add that in the show. So today I was very happy because I received a question from René Dreher. René Dreher is a gentleman living in Berlin and he is the trend manager for Jägermeister. I know him very well. And he sent me a question. Finally, the app, we had a problem. So I will now kind of reread it because his voice thing doesn't work out. So normally when you use Anchor, where I record these podcasts on, you can download the app and then you can send questions. It's a function called call in, and then you can call a show and leave your questions, and I love that. So if you wanna, and also if you wanna give feedback, because I think the question he's asking is really cool, and this is a question which is really in my mind, and I think it's one of the biggest things bartenders and bar industry and liquor industry have to figure out in the future. Also us as entrepreneurs, because there's many, many things behind that. And we will not discuss all of this in this, I don't know, 15-20 minute show. It's just a great teaser to start a discussion. And I would love to see this discussion start on Anchor. Drop your voice feedback on my Facebook page, Entre les cœurs, where I publish it, on the blog Entre les cœurs, you can add it wherever you want. I just like to see this discussion because I think it's very important, and for all of us. And so now I move over and will read René's question. René Dreher, he writes, "Hey Jörg, the Anchor thing is awesome. Unfortunately, I do not get the app or something wrong, so I have to write you. Where do you see the reasons why so many top bartenders are switching to our industry instead of having their own bar? Is it the physical effort or the tax office, what more and more controls it? Does the industry offer a secure future for them? I would be very interested in what you think about it. Are the top bartenders dying out? Greetings, René." René, whoa, that's a big one. So, thanks a lot. I try to answer your question. I separate it into a few slices. Start with the first one. Where do you see the reason why so many top bartenders are switching to the industry instead of having their own bar? Well, I think there are several reasons, and I try to name a few of them. I'm not sure if I, in this next 10-15 minutes, get all of them. First of all, I think it's a character thing. Character. So, some people, you know, just love to be self-employed, and some people not. Some people are, you know, even if they are like outgoing and cool and open and loud and whatever, but maybe they're just shy and afraid when it comes to being self-employed. I've seen that so many times, that when people become self-employed, they struggle and they fail. And so on one side, I think, if you're a bartender, being a bartender and opening your own bar, because when you think about opening your own bar, it at the end finally means often you have to become an entrepreneur, you have to become a business person, because you are now operating a business. For sure, it's a little bit about the size and the risk, and you can try to keep it very, very small, but maybe then you limit yourself also very, very much over the next decades for your own career. So the idea can be to grow it, and then just some people get very afraid. This is also the idea why I started this Entre les cœurs thing, because I just want to, you know, hopefully we can push a few people to make this step, because I think, you know, many people are afraid, and for some of them it's okay, But for some of them, it's not okay. They should just do the step. I think it's also very German. We have a very, very high social system, which I think also is a little bit shit from time to time. Don't get me wrong. I like that. I like that we take care about people. But also having a too secure area around you, you know, it's a comfort zone. You never step out. And I think it's a problem. So, and I think there's many, many people outside. Also, I think we need to push a few people to become self-employed because otherwise we lose them. And maybe it's better to have a bartender who started for you to work for you 5 days a week, 6 days a week. It's not legal anymore, but who cares? As a good bartender, and then over the time you create a system with him so he becomes self-employed. Maybe he still works for you 1 or 2 days a week and you give him some exposure in the bar, but you work together on different projects. So this is what we try lots of at Le Lion Bar de Paris and also Boileman Bar. We have also already a few people who are more than kind of freelancers, or they do different jobs, not only bartending. It's just in the beginning, but I really much think about how we also as people who operate bars need to change the system, because the idea of having someone who really stays 20, 30 years with you just working every night, as you told, the physical efforts, that is very hard. So it's first of all, people change, I guess, because bar owners, and we are not taking enough care about them. That's definitely the case. Also, when I see what the payment for most positions is, and I try to raise them as much as possible, because I just have the idea I want to have great people. But also having great people is not about payment. It's about what else can you give them. So I think the future for us to keep people in our side of the industry and not lose them to the industry is we have to make sure that bartending becomes something more than just physical hard work at night, long hours. This is something very important we need to figure out. So people work for us, for sure for money. So everybody needs the feeling that you get kind of paid fair. But then it's about, everybody wants to learn something, to develop themselves. So we need to take care that people can develop themselves. Also in our bars, we have to push them a little bit. Everybody wants to, you know, just work in a nice surrounding. So you are not an asshole boss and you say hello and good morning and are friendly. And so I think there's a few more things we have to take care about. But I think what's really interesting is we need to focus on to push people and to give them a real career and also give them opportunities to show them what can come beyond only taking shifts at night if we want to bring them in. So what we are now working on is we are creating a school of kind of bar management. Don't get me wrong, it's not a physical school. It's more in the moment, it's more movement. And we just started. We have the next workshop next month, the first workshop on that. So we bring together all the bar managers and assistants and head bartenders from all the bars we do now with the hotel chain, also Le Lion and Boileman Bar. And, you know, this is things we just want to discuss. We want to discuss how we can, I want to give them lots of business insights. So I have the idea that a bar manager who used to work for us in the future is becoming a real manager and is becoming a business person. And first of all, as an employed person. And my idea is to keep them 1, 2, 3 years as a bar manager. And then if we all have the feeling that we work together great, then we will support the person becoming self-employed. Because otherwise we lose them. So if we have the feeling this person has the character to become self-employed and he wants that, we will support him. And we will maybe join in the business and you know, take a share and help him or just support him. But we want to stay in touch with great people. I think this is in every industry the same. But I think the bar industry has become, there's now big changes. And what's now going on is like you can see there's many, many bars opening, many hotel bars come in the market, many, many things go on, and less talented people also possible to work at night, but also possible to really do a bar management and a head bartending. So we need to take care and we need to educate people. And if they have the feeling that they become really a career and an education, something really valuable, I think people would stay longer on this side of the bar with the bar instead of changing to the bar industry. But also, you are right, there's a big, I mean, that's a major theme all over the business world. You can see that people, you know, they blame millennials, or they say, oh, everybody has changed, nobody wants to work anymore, they want to have more off time. And yeah, let's face it, that's just the fact. But I don't like to blame people. I don't like to quote things like this is a millennial. That's bullshit. I think it's very much about the individual person. Yeah, I think the focus of people has changed very, very much, but that's just now reality. But on the flip side, it's interesting. I think it's a big opportunity, and this will, you know, business is always about waves. So, you know, working as a bartender maybe is a bad paid job. So then in the beginning, the first industry people offer bartenders a position in the industry, bartenders change. And they are then, you know, they have a really cool career, hopefully, in that. But then it becomes like common. So, and the bar industry and everybody realizes they lose all the people. So what's happening in the moment also with us, we are raising payment quite quick. We are raising like 5%, 10% here and there. It belongs in which bar. But because we need, for sure, payment is something. It's a respect. I mean, you respect the work of somebody else, so you have to pay him well. And the payment in the industry is raising, in my opinion, very, very quick. And then at one point, maybe, you know, people decide, oh, okay, now, you know, I feel I'm more respected on this side of the bar. Maybe I stay here a little bit longer. For sure, there will be more opportunities, because I think, you know, bartenders are now living in a kind of golden age, because the demand is growing very quick and there's not enough talented people. So if you have talent, I promise you, you will make a great career behind the bar and also a great career in growing behind the bar. I know bar managers who earn like 4, 5 and more thousand euros a month. And I think this has become a serious payment, especially when you have a thousand euro tip as well. That would be awesome. But don't get me wrong. So, but I can see the gap is becoming very closed between payments in the industry and in a few position of really, really talented bartenders becoming like a top bartender or a bar manager in the bar world. And I think this is something really good. So maybe there's not so many people changing in the future anymore. But you are right. For many, many people, there was no career chance in the bar. And this is a big problem. And this is also what we try to develop with 25 bars and with in our groups. Like, okay, what is actually the career chance? I mean, normally when you work in a small bar, you have a starter or an, I don't know, bar back, and then you become a good bartender. And finally, we call them senior bartender. And then one of the people will be the head bartender. And then every positions are taken and that's it. We need to find ways to make a career in the bar industry interesting for bartenders again. And if it's not about becoming the boss, maybe we have to create side hustles. So make them great at tastings and make some extra money. Make them great as a speaker, work for the bar, become the brand ambassador of the bar. Why the industry buys out our bartenders to have brand ambassadors and we don't use them safe as our brand ambassador? So we have to think about really creating career opportunities, and then we will all take them back. And I love the idea, my friend. But one more interesting thing is, do we think that a top bartender is really a good brand ambassador or really a good person working in the industry? I have seen many people who I think, especially nowadays, because it becomes more and more, and I don't think they are talented. I don't think they are good in that what they do. I have so often thought that they have been so much better bartenders instead of now being a brand representative or a brand ambassador. I think we have very, very less talented brand ambassadors, especially when it comes to, is it really putting value to the industry or to the employer? I think many bartenders still hide as a brand ambassador because they are the odd man out. They are the crazy guy in this company, and everybody is a little bit shy to really measure them and have an opinion on them. So I spotted this a few times, that brand ambassadors or people now change from bartender to the industry side. You know, they are the cool guys now in the industry. They can give you the contact to the street. They know all the bartenders. But on the streets, they fuck it up, but their bosses don't realize. So the question is, on the flip side, is a top bartender really, I mean, some of them can become entrepreneurs. Some of them we should push and show them it's possible. And some of them just are maybe good bartenders and they should stay employed. And maybe they become, you know, super cool and make a career and have a good payment behind the bar, which is fine. But on the flip side, especially in Germany, I mean, there's in the last 3, 4, 5 years, this brand thing became very, very big. But I think the names who really stood out are very limited. And it's interesting to see what all the other people will do, in my point of view. And also we have to think about, is it maybe our own bubble that we really think so many top bartenders are moving to the industry? Is it reality? What I think is very interesting, I spotted in our teams when it comes to kind of younger bartenders, maybe under 30, or maybe it's not an age thing, but I just spotted it from time to time, that you can feel that they stop being so industry focused. They also stop being so, I don't need to go to cocktail competitions anymore. And it's fun when it looks at cocktail competitions. I mean, I have seen it so often that compact, even really big and glamorous cocktail competition today in 2017 has become such a fake because not many people are applying. So the poor brand members sort of really have to beg and hustle to just get, if you want to have 10 competitors, just to get 15 names so you can fake a kind of take people out. So it's interesting. I think there's a change. The younger bartenders just get bored from this industry thing, some of them. So some of them are not anymore in this industry. For sure, it's nice to travel around and get paid by the industry, or just the travels get paid and all this. But I can spot with many young bartenders from my teams that they think industry has become kind of boring, and they are very proud bartenders again, and they just want to do a good bar job, and they don't give a shit about cocktail competitions, industry, brand ambassadors, and all these things. Which I think it's interesting, and this is why I ask, is the Europe, or maybe also mine, feeling that many good bartenders in the moment switch to the industry, is it real or is it not real? We have to figure that out, my friend. And yes, and for sure, especially when it comes to Germany, an interesting aspect you throw in, why do many people not make their own bar business? And then you mentioned, is it because of the tax, who's now controlling very much? To be honest, I guess yes, it is. Yes, it takes back a few unexperienced young, not young, but maybe just bartenders who thought about, I just now open a bar. But it's good that it's that way. I really like the fact that the tax is cleaning up, because the cash thing, I mean, you live in Berlin, man. I don't know how many bars in Berlin still do everything cash. The cash thing is fucking up the industry. So we limit ourselves because of cash. You know, since we operate Le Lion and the time before, we stopped doing cash. I grew up in hospitality, so I know lots about cash business. I know when I was a very, very young employee, like, I don't know, 20, once a month I was driving with a car and my boss gave me 20,000 Deutschmarks or 15,000 Deutschmarks in cash, and I had to pay some delivery guys. I know the cash business very well, and I decided for myself very quick that it's shit, because of all this cash and illegal thing, you never make it a real business. You never look at your numbers, because you're not allowed to you know, track numbers, because then the tax could track it as well. And I very early decided not to move on to the black side. of the industry, of our industry, which I think is still very big. And yes, it's getting more complicated. And yes, also think, and this is very interesting, I think this is even bigger than tax, the working conditions, like officially you're not any longer allowed to work more than 8 or at least 10 hours, and very strong regulations and very high fines on that. This is something really affecting our industry. I think this is the big one, and I'm struggling with it because I like the idea that we have that we are good employees and employers, and I don't think people should work like 50, 60 hours every week. But I also think it's super arrogant from a government to limit your personal point of view. I mean, I know bartenders who just want to hustle and who want to do 60 hours a week because they make a good money. But we are not any longer allowed to do this. And I hate super arrogant politic guys who think they can decide over our lives and we should kick their asses and get back freedom. But this is just my point of view. And so I think, yes, many people don't open their bars because they see that tax becomes serious and regulations become serious. But I think it's good that they are afraid of that, because that keeps the wrong people out. I mean, everybody who's doing cash business is fucking up our industry. He's fucking up prices. He's fucking up. I hate these people. You know, I tolerate them because I understand why people do it. And it's small business and it's okay. But finally, they fuck it up. And it's good to keep people out who want to do cash business, and because this is not a real career. And this is not a real career also as an entrepreneur. My point of view. Second of your questions, super interesting. Does the industry offer a secure future? I'm not sure, my friend. I'm not sure. I think things will change. The bar industry will catch up. We are fighting back. We are getting back the good people. We pay better and we will offer better career opportunities. We have to understand 10 years ago, or even longer, when legends like Angus Winchester, Xavier Padovani, John Gakuru, and many I now forgot, I'm sorry for that, gentlemen, you know, the real true heroes of brand ambassadorship, that was people who we had to look up, and they made something very special. That was a very special job they created, and that was very glamorous and very cool, and they did it 120% or 500% professional. Nowadays, you can see the industry struggling. Sometimes industry invites me to sit on the table and discuss, you know, they just want to hear my opinion. And by the way, they pay me quite nice for that. And today I say them, don't employ brand ambassadors in Germany. It's over. It's boring. Monday, Tuesday in Hamburg and Berlin and all big cities, you have 25 masterclasses. Don't even call that shit masterclass, but every brand is coming to your town. Nobody's interested. Bartenders are not interested. So you can see the industry is kind of struggling with this. What should we do? Because when bartenders became industry employees, the reason was they could make the connection to bars, which the industry partners couldn't do. But now you can see, because of social media, because of many things, I realize that many people who already a long time now in the industry already teamed up with bartenders very well without being bartenders in the past. So social media, this bartender who changed to the industry side was a kind of gatekeeper. And this changed because you don't need to pay the connection anymore. You can do it on your own. So what's interesting now is now you have to find real talent and now you have to find real salespeople. And you can see that the BA job is changing very much. It becomes often a sales thing and, you know, people get responsible for sales and many things change. And I think it's struggling. You see many new names. I mean, I don't know, your name is a trend manager. I like that. And I know Jägermeister is really cool. And I mean, you are always ahead of the game. So you guys do a great job. But in general, I don't know. I'm not sure if this is a secure future for someone changing from the band. I would say the industry is struggling in the moment. In my point of view, industry is wasting millions of euros in Germany in on trade because they do many shit things. They do super big competitions between themselves, between marketing departments of the companies on very big trade shows and things like that. They waste money, but it's not focusing on really sales, on raising the brand. In my point of view, I have an arrogant point of view because I'm just an entrepreneur and I just look at it because I do the bar business. So for me, it's okay. As far as I can see the industry is doing lots of mistakes from my point of view, and they waste lots of on-trade money. And I think there's lots of people running around. Maybe it's not only the bartenders, but also the marketing guys who are not delivering real money to the game, if you ask me. So I think there will be a change in the industry, and maybe it's not a secure future. Maybe not. So, your conclusion, are the top bartenders dying? It's a little bit strange because, I mean, yes and no, because whatever we do, they will kind of die, because we have to think about that really standing behind the bar each night till you get 50, 40, 60, doing it five nights a row, this will become very limited. So yes, really, really good bartenders die. The question is more on which side of the game they die. I would love to bring them in the bar industry again. So we are fighting for creating career opportunities and raising the payment and create something special for them, hopefully. Maybe I'm just bullshitting now and I don't deliver, but I try to make it happen. But yes, I think from, I don't know, 35, 50, 40, 45 on, at least we have to find ways, and I think this is interesting, not to divide that. I think, for example, a bar manager should never just become a bar manager. He should still work in a bar. I think it's more about creating very new job profiles that people are, you know, are two nights in a week in a bar and give them self-exposure to an audience, which is interesting for media and other people and also for themselves, who exposure also in the bar, but then take care about other things of business. It's interesting. I'm struggling. I'm searching. I'm wondering what are the jobs in the bar industry in the future. But one thing is for sure. As I told you, the you guys spent millions of euro in the on-trade, in the bar industry. Finally, you don't pay the bartender, and finally, you don't pay the bar. But I think we have to rework that. And the money your companies now spend on your people in the marketing, maybe you will spend soon to bars and bartenders directly, because they are the much better marketeers. So maybe a marketing manager in-house, maybe one is okay, but three are a waste of money. And maybe your bosses decide to spend the money as soon as possible directly with the bars. And because what I see is the future of the bar is for sure the magical triangle, which is great bar with great team and great guests, and they serve great drinks and everybody is happy. That's all. You don't need brands in it. But if we talk about brands, I think the bar has to make sure that the bar, we don't any longer need gatekeepers. We don't need media. We don't need trade magazines. We don't need, I mean, in a perfect world, the bar can reach out to the consumer. It's always the battle, who's stronger, who has the bigger balls, the brand or the bar. But I will fight for that. The bar becomes the biggest balls, and the brand has to address the bar and has to pay them directly for marketing. I don't want to see all this on-trade money wasted for marketing managers on-trade. I just want to collect it by myself, because I think the bar is the real hustler and the bar is the real marketing guy. And if this happens, if this shift happens, I think we can immediately raise the prices and the career of a bartender becomes very interesting. So, René, my friend, thanks a lot for the question. Now I need to start work again. To everybody else, I would love to have your feedback. And to be honest, I mean, I shouted out just a few opinions on the run. For sure, when we think more about it, we will maybe find more elegant even, or maybe some of them was wrong. And I just like to start this discussion because I think it's really cool. This is something we, especially as bar owners, but also as bartenders, if you want to have a career, but also as the industry, because for sure, industry and bars always can work together really, really good, but we have to make sure that it's good. And so in the future, we all have the idea that industry now steals the top bartenders, and that really pisses me off. I promise you, I often have this feeling, and it pisses me off. So it's time to reunite and restructure, and maybe we come up with a solution where bartenders and head bartenders and bar managers and whatever is a real career, and we can pay them more money also because of the industry supporting us. You never know. I'm open to everything, but you know, you never know. I just like the idea of this discussion. Please do me a favor, sign up for the podcast. More important, sign up at Anchor. Follow the Entre Liqueurs, and when you have the Anchor app installed, you can send audio feedback to the show. It's called a call in. Please send feedback, please send question. I like to answer them, but much more, I just like your feedback on this discussion. Check out the Facebook site of the Entre Liqueurs, and there you will find this audio file and just comment under it, or even better, go to Anchor, sign up and send me an audio file, and maybe we can make it an answer show with all of your opinions. Just, you know, add it up to an interesting audio file. I would love to see that. Please send your feedback. Thanks a lot, and now have a great weekend. Make trillions of money while you're selling booze in the liquid world, and speak soon.